Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
So, Adam, tell me what you do.
I am the community connector for West White. So I'm employed through West White Sports and Community Centre, and I am there as a first point of contact for anyone in that community, regardless of age, background. So right from small children up to very old age, to help people to find ways to improve their quality of life and to get more involved in their community.
Really important job, but I would imagine you get a lot from it.
Yeah, it's really lovely when you see people make changes in life and kind of increase their kind of motivation, their self-worth, all those things, and just be a bit more in control of their lives.
Oh, it must be such a wonderful thing. And I know that, you know, there'll be people walking around and not really seeing the things that you see. Mm-hmm. So what, you know, just outline what you see and why the help is a necessity.
Yeah, I think really, I mean, the last couple of years with everything that we've seen nationally and globally, there's been such a squeeze on people in terms of their income levels, in terms of the housing constraints and the pressures that are there. I think a lot of people that have been struggling are struggling more. People that haven't been struggling before are suddenly finding that they are. And I think it's really quite scary to then reach out and say, I need some help to work this out. And people don't come forward naturally. It's not a human thing to do. We all, and it's a very British thing to do with a stiff upper lip and just carry on and just try and do it. What I'm here to say really is, if you are struggling, don't wait for it to get really bad. Actually reach out and to people like myself that are in the community. There are lots of people that won't know I'm there, but hopefully after this morning, there will be a few more that will. And it's just to let people know, if you reach out and find out more information, you're then informed about what to do. You can then make choices and you don't have to be forced to do anything. And I think what quite often happens is people have that kind of worst case scenario mentality. And they think, if I put my head above the parapet, it's all going to go wrong and I don't know where I'm going to be. Every single time I've had people come to me, once they've spoken to me, they've said, I feel so much better now. I feel so relieved. It hasn't stopped that issue being there, but just by sharing it initially, it's that load of thinking, well, it's not all in my head. It's not just all for me to carry. And there's someone here now to help me to navigate what I do next. And in most instances, it's never as bad as people expect it to be. And there's help there in the community for them to move forward, whether it's with the food bank, with food, if they need that kind of support, whether it's through income, whether they can apply for benefits. And sometimes it's around whether they can just link in with other people and actually feel better about how things are and actually have some distraction away from those stressful moments.
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, it sounds like you know what you're doing. You know how to approach it. You know how to speak to people. You have an understanding of the issues that they may have. And I think there's two types of people that we want to reach out to. And that those people that may think there's a bit of a stigma don't. You know, it's a pride thing maybe. You know, that you're not judged. Just reach out and accept the help. The other set of people is the ones that maybe don't know. And they don't know that there is assistance, help and assistance. I mean, that must be really awful to go to bed every night and try and sleep and think, how am I going to cope? I don't have enough food to put on the table tomorrow. How am I going to do this? And not be aware of what's going on. And the lovely thing is over the last sort of, period of time, we've been linking with the council and they've been telling us what's available. And it is fabulous what they put in place. Mm-hmm. I do get a bit grumpy sometimes when people say, oh, there's not enough out there. There is. There's lots of stuff. Reach out. Take a look at what is there right under your nose and go and speak to people. So what help can we get? Just say, for instance, you've got people at home now thinking, right, okay, this help. What help can I get?
Yeah, well, if you are in the West White area, you can, if you link in with someone like me as the community connector, what we can look at is actually there's benefit assistance there. As you just rightly said, the Isle of Wight Council have got a cost of living help page. So there's a wealth of information on there about what they can get. But also, we've got a local food bank in West White, which is open every Friday morning between 10 and 12. I'm there most weeks. It's really underused at the moment. We know there's a need out there. And one of the things that we've done through one of the local community drop-ins we do, a thing called Our Place, which is Tuesday mornings at West White Sports Community Centre. We have a drop-in so people can come and get information from a variety of different organisations each week. I'm there, I can issue food bank voucher codes for people then to redeem. But we're also putting out leaflets through every door in the local area so that people get that information to their door to try and reach them. Because we know that not everybody is online, not everybody listens to the radio, not everybody gets out and sees a poster on a fence. So it's trying to get to as many people as possible. And hopefully today, even if it's anyone that's listening, doesn't need that support, but might have a friend or neighbour or family member that might, just let them know that that exists and let them know that they might not do it straight away. But if people are given the opportunity to think it through and know that actually there's an option, they may take it at some point.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant advice. And I'm glad you highlighted the fact that not everybody's online, not everybody watches the telly, not everybody listens to the radio. We had an instance this week where somebody tried to get hold of somebody and they said they didn't respond to my WhatsApp message. And I said to them, they might not be on WhatsApp, so just send them a normal text or pick up the telephone. They got in touch straight away. Mm-hmm. So that, there's that thing of we expect everybody to be online. That's not always the case. So it's a good mindset to get into. And I think that's great that you're covering all the boundaries. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just to let people know that if they want to get in touch with me out in West White, they can do so either by phoning me. They can get me on mobile or landline. My landline is 01983 244720, or it's 07 498 496 719, or pop and see me at West White Sports Community Centre on a Tuesday morning between 10:30 and 12:30 at our place, or just pop into Sports Centre reception. If I'm not about, if I'm out and about, they will get a message to me and I'll get back in touch with people.
Fantastic. Have you got a leaflet?
I have.
We'll have that and we'll put that online.
Fab, thank you.
And I can't put it through any, you know, I can only put it through one door. But I mean, you know, at least we do our bit. We put it online and so on so people can check the number. And I'm sure Louise would be free to come out to Freshwater and help you post some leaflets if you want.
Yeah, I'll put my postman's outfit on. It's really good that you're there, because it sounds as though, you know, people get overwhelmed and they maybe have layers of different little problems at first that then build up, and then they don't know where to turn. And if they can come to you and unpack all of that, even if they just start to chip away at some of those problems, it will make them feel a lot better. And they've not got to navigate knowing where to go for different things, because you're that wealth of information. So is there anyone else on the island that does it? Are there any other community connectors on the island?
You've got a community connector called Tanya, who's brilliant, who's linked through Cowes Food Bank, their head office. So she works with people specifically that are linking in with the food bank system. Similar to my role, you've actually got community outreach workers who are employed through the Living Well and Early Help service that's on the Isle of Wight. So they are linked in with Aspiring Ride, so they are really useful to know about as well. So there are people with similar job roles as mine. I think the best thing to do for people if they're not sure is, if you've got a local hub in the area, people don't always know where they are, but if you've got a place where there's lots of community activities going on, that's often a good first place to go into and go, I'm not sure what to do, I've got this issue. And again, for people that are online, there's the Isle of Wight Council's cost of living page that they've got, which gives you advice and information there. But it's just really just to reiterate to people that it's really easy to get overwhelmed and to kind of shut down and shut yourself away. But actually the best thing to do is to reach out, ask for advice and help, and just talk to somebody, even if it's not me, just somebody, because often that improves your life so much quicker. And you get rid of that stress so much quicker doing it that way, and not having to sit behind your front door worrying that it's all going to implode.
Brilliant. Thanks, Adam. Really appreciate your time. We've got to send you back out in the rain now, unfortunately.
All right.